You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Josh Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the kids from In the Heights, the movie, Bella Iannelli, Lucas Cardona, and Haley Panchme to today's show. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I'm so excited for today's episode. So I never got to see In the Heights when it was on Broadway, but now we get to watch it on the big screen and on our living rooms. Now, the show takes place in Washington Heights, and I have to say, my little neighborhood seems so boring compared to what Lin-Manuel Miranda shows us in the movie and the musical. Though where I grew up, we did have some cute ducklings that would visit us every morning and afternoon. I'd really love his next show to be about the characters in Times Square, like something about like the fake Elmo and fake Spider-Man and possibly their nemesis, the Naked Cowboy. Maybe he'd call it something like In the Square. Anyway, I love how musicals are being adapted into feature films, providing more audiences access to Broadway music and more Broadway performers opportunities to share their talents with the audiences around the world. I've been spending some time working on more original music recently to share with audiences of my own, and hopping on some Instagram Lives to give some sneak peeks, I will be dropping some songs on all digital platforms on, well, you just have to keep following me on social media for updates, but hopefully soon. You know, it's funny, actually. As a singer, songwriter, and composer, there are definitely some songs that I wrote which I like better than others. I learned this week that the incredible Sir Elton John feels similarly about some of his songs, like Crocodile Rock. The song was apparently written as a sort of joke in 1972, and he vowed to never play it again after completing his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour in 2023. So don't worry, Sir Elton John, I'm happy to play it for you. I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Well, Crocodile Rocking is something shocking when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dresses tight and the Crocodile Rockin' was out of sight. But the years went by and Rock just died. Susie went and left me for some other guy. Long nights crying by the record machine, dreaming of my Chevy and my old blue jeans. But they'll never kill the thrills we got, burning up to the Crocodile Rock, learning fast as the weeks went past. We really thought the Crocodile Rock would last. Well, Crocodile Rocking is something shocking when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lordy Mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dresses tight and the Crocodile Rocking was out of sight. Thank you.
Jack was young. Me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own.
That song is so much fun to play. I think that Lin-Manuel Miranda is becoming an icon just like Elton John. From their theatrical works to film, their scores are both memorable and relatable. My guests on today's episodes are on their way to becoming icons of their own. Hi!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so excited to have you all on today's show.
Thank you so much.
Of course, I'm also really excited to see you all in the Heights.
We can't wait for it to come out. Like, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Now, how did each of you get started in the theater and movie business?
So I started dancing when I was 2, and I did jobs, a little bit of jobs from there. And when I was 8, I went to LA and I performed a J-Lo solo at a Monsters convention. And it just happened to be that Nappy Tabs, the producers of World of Dance for J-Lo, were there, and they went up to my mom and they were like, hey, you should go to MSA, which are my agents now. And I got signed. So from there, I just started doing J-Lo.
I started dancing at 3. And then started dancing professionally at 7. My first job was I booked Justin Bieber, one of his tours, and I did it myself, no agent. It was one of the best things I could ever done, and that's how I started, and now I'm here.
And for me, I started dancing when I was 2, and then also got into professionally dancing when I was like 7. And then I got picked to be in the Billboard Awards, and I got to dance with Nicki Minaj and Jason Derulo. And I had an agent then, CTG. It was incredible. And that's how I started getting into the professionally or business.
That's insane. That's so cool.
Thank you.
So how did you find out about the In the Heights audition?
My mom controlled my email. So like, she probably like just told me, she was like, she probably didn't tell me. She's just like, mom, take me somewhere. Take me to audition. Good.
And there was like a lot of people.
Oh my god,
there were like so many people. All the kids in New York.
I bet everybody got an email, and
I thought I wasn't gonna get it. It's like good, like, whoa, 70 boys, 80 boys.
There's a lot of people
out of 150.
There was.
I was so scared.
Yeah, I also found out by my mom letting me know, and I was like, okay, fine. And I thought it was going to be like one of those regular auditions that I'll go to. I'll be like, oh, cool. I might get it. I might not. But yeah. There was almost like 200 kids and some adults or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it was insane. And here we are today.
There was like a lot of older kids in there too.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, woo. And I was really excited. And my mom was like, tell me too. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, Bella, did you see any videos of the Broadway production or listen to the cast recording before shooting the film?
I did. I watched a lot of documentaries on the show, and I also listened to the soundtrack, and I was literally obsessed with it. Like, I love all the music. And, like, just listening through the music, I could kind of have an idea of what the show was about. So, like, yeah, I watched the documentaries, which I actually found on YouTube, and the soundtrack. So, yeah.
Now, Lucas, how long was the entire shoot for the movie?
For me, like, it was 5 months, 2 months rehearsing, and then 3 months shooting. I don't know how much for them.
We all had, like, different parts.
Yeah.
We had 2 parts that we were all together, which was good.
And it was incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, so much fun, yes.
What was a typical day on set like? Haley, you
we would
go.
Always get there like really early. It would sometimes be like a little bit later in the day because there was like a couple of scenes, or not scenes, but like parts that we'd have to do.
Yeah,
like later on in the day. But if we were there early, we would probably go into school and then get our, the most exciting part was when the people would come in and be like, okay, it's your turn.
Yeah,
we'd be in the room and be like,
come on, guys. So we do a scene, and then we get our little break. We probably go to Crafty.
That was our number one place to go to.
It was like the little snack table, so that was great.
But it's always incredible. If we can do that every other day, I would.
Oh, same.
Craft services is amazing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, how was school on set like?
To be honest, I don't like school in general. Probably didn't like it, but it was okay. Like, they were nice.
Yes.
It was fun. It wasn't like real school, like they're mean and stuff, but it was nice.
And it was way shorter than school would actually be. Oh, yeah. So that was the best part. And we also learned a new, well, I learned a game. It was Wolf.
Werewolf. So
and
much
we would play
fun.
That. We would beg to play that every single time.
Yes.
So, but when we did get to play it, it was so fun.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a big fan of his, I kind of have to ask this. Did you work with Lin-Manuel?
We did, and oh my God, such a great guy.
We were all starstruck. It was incredible. And I had a scene that I was like on a table and stuff, and I had to come early that day. And we were at like a theater, and me and my mom were like up the stairs, and then I guess it was going up the stairs. He was coming up. I was like, can I take a picture with you? And then I got to take a picture and it was incredible. But we got to work with him a lot, so it was fun.
Yes. And he's like a very respectful person.
So funny.
Oh, yes. Like, no matter if you were just giving out waters or if you were like a main character, there's respect to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's insane.
I'm glad you were done.
Now, how did COVID impact the release date of the movie?
So originally it was going to be like released a long time ago, and then
2020.
Yeah, 2020, and then they brought it back this year. It was supposed to be June 11th, but now it's June 10th, and they called us for another scene, which it was freezing cold, and I don't know, it's just we weren't expecting it because it was COVID. We think we were done.
Yeah, but we were definitely, I feel like, because we had a lot of stuff planned, like I guess there was going to be a red carpet and stuff, but we were very excited, but I don't know why, I feel more excited now that it's like coming soon,
too. I don't know,
because Lin didn't want it just to go on demand, he wanted it to be on the big screen, and I'm really excited for it to be on the big screen.
Yay! Now, in addition to In the Heights, I know that you all have a partnership with No Kid Hungry called Smile Behind the Mask, right?
Yes.
How did you get involved with this amazing organization?
So the three of us partnered up with No Kid Hungry so that we could spread awareness for children in need. And we are almost at $2,000, and that's like incredible.
Yes.
Way beyond
our goal.
Like,
and
it's
we had a bunch of people that I guess were definitely willing to help us share it. We had a bunch of people pull down their mask and put a smile behind their face because unfortunately during these times, we have the mask all up on our face and nobody can really smile. So yeah.
You just wanted to see those smiles, you know.
How can our viewers and listeners help?
So they can definitely donate to No Kid Hungry, and also just smile.
And I had, because I go to my dance school, and one time I came in and one of the moms came up to me and they were like, oh, like, when can I bring in food? I was like, huh? I was like, I know I'm always hungry and all, but, and she was like, no, for Smile Behind the Mask. And I was like, oh my God. And it's incredible on how much like people are trying to help with this. So yeah.
Oh, and you can also to donate, you can follow Smile Behind the Mask
on Instagram.
And the link is in our bio. So you can donate right there.
Yep. Easy. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Yay. Now that you've all been such an iconic film, do you have any dream roles in movies, TV, or film?
So, I am going to be able to play young Gloria Estefan at the Mooney this summer. But I would also love if I'm when I'm older and like if there's an On Your Feet movie that comes out, I would absolutely love to play Gloria Stefan in the movie about her life. So that would be one of my dream roles. Actually, me and Lucas are about to be in another movie. We are not allowed to say too much, but yeah. So that's what we're looking forward to so far.
Yay! Now, it is so amazing that you're all giving back to the community and that you're all so incredibly talented and successful. I can't wait to watch
so
all
much.
The heights, but I'm also really excited to accompany you on a song on today's Early Night Show episode.
Yes!
Yay! So what song would you like to sing and why did you select that song?
So we will be singing In the Heights from In the Heights, and we want to sing it because, okay. So we would love to sing it because, first of all, we're in the movie and I love to showcase that. And yes, also it's about hope and yeah, so we'd love to do that. All of us together.
Well, I can't wait to hear you all sing the song. Here we go.
Lights up on Washington Heights, up with the gig. A day I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grade at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey y'all, good morning.
I go piragua, parcha, china, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got my way.
Heard my name, reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated. Exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from a single grand little place in the Caribbean.
Dominican Republic, I love it.
Jesus, I'm jealous of it and beyond that. Ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. Oh man, I gotta get on that.
That was amazing, Bella, Lucas, and Taylor. I'm beyond excited to see you all in the Heights. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play Minecraft, Among Us, and play some music. So come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Bella Iannelli, Lucas Cardona, and Haley Ponchame. And make sure to watch In the Heights either in theaters or on HBO Max starting on June 10th. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask. And get vaccinated.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.